Hello, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to this edition of Hard Worka on the PTJG Broadcast Network. This show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to some of the nation's most innovative companies, and he explores some of the career journeys behind some of the country's most influential individuals. And this is all done with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter that is unique to Pete the Job Guy Langlois. Take it away, Pete.
Hello, all you hard workers. Well, guess what? You did it. You made a great decision today, and that decision is to listen to Hard Worka with Pete the Job Guy. This show, as you know, if you listen to it, is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Well, who is that? Well, that's you. That's your kids. That's your family. That's everybody you know is working. Because guess what? I don't know any trust fund babies that's just sitting on a big pile of $100 bills, just peeling them off and throwing them up in the air. I don't know those people. If you're one of them, don't even listen to the show. Go spend your time doing something else. And each week, I have some great guests. And my guests tell you about the organizations they represent. They tell you a little bit about themselves. And today, wow, I have a wonderful guest. And I'm going to introduce Mike in just a minute here. But, you know, I want to tell you, if you're new to the show, there are other elements to the show. We have leadership lessons from Coach Larry each week. And Coach Larry is Larry O'Brien, somebody I've known for over 25 years. And he has helped guide people in their careers. He's made a lifetime of doing it, and he's phenomenal at it. And each week he gives us a little 5-minute section that helps managers to become effective leaders. And that's a great time to take out a pen and paper and jot down some notes. And those notes that you take down are what you're going to do differently as a result of listening to what Coach Larry is telling you, because you'll be the better for it. The other part of my show, I have a weekly contributor called Boston Danny. And what does Boston Danny do? Well, he comes on and he gives us a Boston update. He brags about his sports teams, the crazy weather up there. And that's done for my edification, I'll tell you that much. But the other thing he does, he gives shout outs. So if you have somebody that you'd like to recognize, maybe they have a birthday, an anniversary, or they've accomplished something special and you just want to acknowledge it, all you got to do is send me an email. Real simple. Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. You send me that email and I'll get it in Boston Danny's hands, and he will give you a wicked pissa shout out like only Boston Danny can. All right, let's get right into the show today. I told you I have a great guest, and I surely do. My guest today is Michael Gumm. He's a combat veteran and Marine entrepreneur and president of a newly founded 501c3 nonprofit organization, Muay Thai for Warriors, based right here in Jacksonville, Florida, folks. Muay Thai for Warriors provides free Muay Thai training. And we're going to talk about what Muay Thai is. And that goes to all you people that might be like an ostrich with your head in the sand, because Muay Thai is really popular these days, folks. Just watch UFC once. One time, and you know how critical Muay Thai is for combat fighting and other stuff, but we'll talk about that. Well, he offers free Muay Thai classes to veterans and law enforcement officers. That's phenomenal. Mike, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Pete, for having me.
Yeah, I'm real happy that you're here, man.
You know, as I was hearing you speak, 2020 is really a weird year, because who would have thought that a guy from Boston and New York would be so amicable having a conversation together?
Oh, man. You know, one day you're going to wear a Red Sox hat and take a picture, and I'm going to post that everywhere and send it to your family.
You know, the only thing I could say is thank God my grandfather lived a great life without seeing the Red Sox win the World Series.
Oh my God. Well, we're going to table that conversation. We're going to pick that one up again. All right. But Mike, if you would, tell us a little bit about, you know, I want to know about you and, you know, your background experience, and let's learn about you a little bit. And then let's dive into this Muay Thai for Warriors.
Sure. So I've always had a passion for the military, especially the Marine Corps. It seemed to me at the time to be the most challenging, and I still believe it is. And in 2002, I enlisted in the Marine Corps Reserves. Shortly thereafter, in 2005, I commissioned as an officer in the Marine Corps and served two deployments. that were headquartered in Fallujah and Ramadi, Iraq. And I left active duty at the end of 2012 and still in the reserves today and keep going, enjoy this great organization.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, number one, thank you for your service. You know, that is phenomenal. It's great to hear that you care enough to put it all on the line for others. And when I say thank you for your service, I mean it. Now, I spent 7 years in the United States Navy, the elite of the fleet, we like to call it, you know, and, you know, and it's, you know, if you could have got into the Navy, I'm sure you would have done that instead of the Marines.
Much, much lower standards to get in the Marine Corps, I guess. So,
oh, I love it.
You're the star one on the radio show.
I love it how we get, you know, first we get the Red Sox versus the Yankees, then we get the Navy versus the Marines. But I'll tell you what, we'll table that one too. But again, thank you for your service. Let's start off. Let's get into what Muay Thai is. Let's paint with a broad brush. And what is Muay Thai?
Yeah, so Muay Thai is a martial art, just like any other art that you hear out there, your karate, jiu-jitsu, kung fu. But Muay Thai, and why I'm so passionate about it is because it's an extremely traditional center-focused art that stems from Thailand. You know, it's an ancient stand-up martial art from Thailand that their military trained with as their focus point for combat. Very similar to kickboxing. Or if you see in the UFC, you can throw, you know, your hands and your feet, but they also refer to Muay Thai as the art of eight limbs. So you've got your two fists, you've got your two elbows, you've got your two knees, and then you've got your two feet. So I know math getting for sailors isn't, you know, the easiest thing, but that equals eight. So it is the art of eight limbs.
Well, you know, I'm an avid UFC watcher. Like I love to watch it, and I understand the discipline, and I'm a wrestler. I was an elite wrestler for many, many years, and one of the things is the Muay Thai guys brought a whole different level to the sport. If you don't have Muay Thai, you can't get in the cage, you know. Just I believe wrestling is a discipline like that as well. And just to see that, you know, in wrestling, one of the first things we do is, you know, you get heavier. I was a heavier wrestler. I wrestle heavy and super heavyweight. One of the first things we do is tie up. It involves a neck grab like that. You do that with a Muay Thai guy, you'll do that once. You won't do it twice. they got the cradle from behind the head and other things that, and then the knees start flying and it's over. So I know that. Well, tell us about Muay Thai for Warriors and what made you kick this thing off?
Yeah, Pete, that's a great question. Honestly, so I train out of Jacksonville Muay Thai down on Beach Boulevard right before San Pablo. And the owner there, Crew, which means teacher, Crew Giles Wiley, the owner of the gym, I've known him for a few years, and he wasn't in the service, but he was always trying to ask me, Mike, what can we do for veterans? What can we do for veterans? And he's been kicking them around ideas. He's extremely passionate about it. And, you know, like it's 2020 hits, right? And 2020, I think for a lot of people, this is a terrible year, but to some extent, a little bit of a blessing, because I think we really was a gut check to ourselves and find out how resilient you are, find out what's important. And one day, and this is a true story, one day I was down at, you know, like every guy from the Northeast that comes down to Florida, the first thing they ask another Northeasterner is like, where do you get good pizza, right?
So, indeed.
So my home away from home, fantastic pizza place, Milano's off of Kernan and Beach Boulevard. I was there in great Italian food, two brothers on the spot, super patriotic. And they, I saw a bunch of police officers there, and I found out that Milano's gives 50% off any uniformed person that shows up at the restaurant. And I said to myself, I'm like, man, what am I doing? Like these guys, they were never in the service. They were never, you know, in any kind of law enforcement capacity, and they're doing the right thing. And you know, I'm just kind of sitting here eating my pizza. And as I'm looking through my phone, an article pops up from the news, and you probably heard of this, but there was a soldier, this is back in July. There's an Army soldier who did 6 deployments to Afghanistan. And he was about to retire, and he committed suicide. He'd already been out of this combat zone for quite some time. And then I started to read more of the article. And it turned out that 30 people from his exact battalion had committed suicide from that deployment. That's that number is, I mean, the number in general of veterans, you know, daily, whether it's 20, 22, you know, the number of bullets, but 30 from one specific battalion. And that really struck home to me. And I called Giles, Crew Giles. I said, we got to do something. And he was all about it. And he said, yeah, let's put the meeting of the minds together. We grabbed some great people from Jack's Muay Thai. You know, Jimmy and Jody from A1A Overhead, very connected to the community, excellent small business. They put a lot of resources into us. We brought in a big graphic designer, Amelia Bowen, who supports all our social media foundation. So she got really involved, invested her time. And as we were planning this, how we were going to, you know, make this organization work, this kind of hit right smack dab when law enforcement was all over the news, a lot of negativity towards them in certain areas and certain news networks and things like that. And I said, you know, the veterans, this PTSD stuff that's going around, we have to do something. You know, we've been given the tools and everything armed to help people out. We have to do it. But we also have to look at law enforcement officers too, because I mean, Pete, you, majority of these people, these officers, when they go to work, they're not going to Candyland and they're not going out and, you know, they're going to something most of the time that ends in bad news. It's a DUI, it's domestic abuse, it's God forbid a shooting or death, but it happens, right? And we need these people and we need these people to be on their game. We need these people to have a clear head. But imagine going to work and seeing some kind of negativity every single day for a career. It's got to weigh, you know, weigh on them. And then, you know, kind of the last part of this is that I started to hear more on the news that police officers need more training. They need more training. I've never been a police officer, so I can't critique, you know, whether a certain department, jurisdiction, state, local needs it or doesn't need it. But if you're going to give them more training, what's that going to cost you, right? If you've got 100 police officers in a precinct and you want to take 20 of them out during a week, 2 or 3 days a week to get training, well, you need 20 more officers to sit in those seats to patrol around, you know, our neighborhoods and our cities. Well, that's going to cost money, you know, and are the taxpayers going to pay that city or that department for it? So all encompassing, we're the ones that are saying, we'll do this. We'll do this for the community. If you're saying they need more training, not that we're going to replace police training, but we're going to offer a different style of training that may help a police officer de-escalate a situation in a different way with these tools.
Yeah.
Veterans,
This is a very good point. I just want to chime in. Not only are you offering this, but you're offering it for free to a population that can use it. Both the military folks and the officers, you know, both are laying it on the line, and they're, you know, they're ready to give their lives for ours and run into any situation. And the overwhelming majority of the times when law enforcement responds, as you said, it's negative. Now here is a positive outlet, learning a wonderful skill that can be directly applied to help de-escalate situations. But you mentioned all these officers, well, if they were going to take this training, not only does it take them out from their normal jobs, if they were going to do it like for work training, but there's an expense. And where does that come from? The taxpayers or something? It's wonderful that you have this. You know, real quick, I hear the music playing right now. That tells us we have to take a quick break and listen to this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worka with Pete the Job Guy on the all-new PTJG Broadcast Network.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, partner at Ascendo Resources right here in Jacksonville. Chances are we already know each other because I've been in staffing right here in Jacksonville for 20 years. I'm actually surrounded by a team of staffing professionals that come to work every day and have fun and work hard. If you aren't getting the talent that you need, let me make your life easier. It's one call, 904-479-9610. That's 904-479-9610. And remember, here at Ascendo Resources, we're bringing back the hustle.
Welcome back, folks. That was Angie from Ascendo Resources. And I highly recommend, if you have any staffing needs, you engage the world famous Angie Langlois, A. Langlois at Ascendo.com. Let me get that right. I should know. She's my wife and business partner and the show sponsor, doggone it. She wears a lot of hats, but she's pretty much awesome at what she does. And I know this time of year, you got a lot of people that have accounting needs, whether it's temporary or direct hire, but typically temporary. You got complicated month end, quarter end, year end stuff. You just tap old Angie, give her a call. Angie, send me a super accountant that can help me do all this stuff. And we send somebody over and they'll knock your socks off, guaranteed. So Ascendo Resources, folks, for all your staffing needs. All right, today we have Mike Gum here. Mike's telling us about Muay Thai for Warriors. And this is free Muay Thai training for all law enforcement personnel, all veterans and military folks. I mean, this is fantastic. What's your vision, Mike? Where do you see this thing going?
So, Pete, we've been blessed. We've been open for just over a month. We've had donations pour in from all through New England, the tri-state area, down the East Coast, and here in Jacksonville. We've got a great set of coaches that train out of Jack's Muay Thai. And we've got a great set of dozen law enforcement and vets that have shown up to these training that we offer weekly. And, you know, based on the response and the feedback that I'm seeing from these law enforcement officers and these veterans, I don't see any reason why we can't take this to another Muay Thai gym or, a martial art gym that embodies the same passion that we do for veterans and law enforcement officers. So our goal is, you know, to get a stronghold here in Jacksonville, Florida, and look around the country, look around the state of Florida first, maybe, and see what other gyms abide by these values that we do and approach them and see if they want to be a part of this and be an affiliate of ours.
Now, Josh is tall. Josh is about 6'1", I'd say, maybe 6'1.5", 6'2". If he stood right in front of you and you just laid into him with your best kind of like front side kick to his outer thigh, what do you think Josh's reaction would be?
Oh, Josh. And I just looking at him, he'd probably just shrug it off and just kind of smile at me. I mean,
he would fold up like a cheap suit. That's what you give him one of those leg kicks. Good. Anybody would. All right. Wait, let's get into the classes. So where are they and when do they take place?
Sure. Right. So, in Jacksonville, if you know the area, we're right down Beach Boulevard, heading east, right before San Pablo. We have classes for veterans and law enforcement, again, free every Mondays and Fridays at 8:30. If 8:30 doesn't work, we offer classes on the weekends by appointment. I'd be happy to come out and meet either one or as many as it takes to offer this training on Saturday and Sundays as well. And you just need to show up. You just need to show up in gym clothes, you know, bring some water with you, and just get ready to be welcomed by a great community that's going to teach you whether you know nothing, or you have some experience at different art, and we'll go at your pace. So we say check the ego at the door, because there is no egos in it.
Outstanding. And again, who can attend and what should they expect when they show up?
Right. Yep. Any veteran, any law enforcement, you come in. What we'll do is be a 1 hour class. We'll do some warm up stuff, jumping rope, stretching. We'll show you some techniques first. And then we'll put on some gloves together and we'll go through the drills. You'll get a great workout out of it. You'll feel accomplished. You started something, you learned something, you finished something. So it's going to be 55 minutes to an hour. Good stretch at the end. Jared Taylor, an Air Force veteran of ours, he leads a great stretch at the very end, good breathing techniques. And you're going to walk out feeling refreshed and accomplished.
I know exactly where this is at. I go to the Gym Jacks, which is right there. And that's
right.
In the exact same building, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I know exactly where that's at. And this is Muay Thai for Warriors. This is phenomenal. So do you have any upcoming events that we want to kind of promote a little bit or talk about?
Sure. Yeah. We just wrapped up our Toys for Tots. The Marine Corps Reserves manages Toys for Tots. So overwhelmingly, the gym and Jack's Muay Thai for Warriors community came together, filled up boxes for the kids. Next week, we're heading out to the National Cemetery to do wreaths across America, to hand out wreaths on all the tombstones for all our veterans. And then January 1st, What we're doing is we're meeting at Jack's Beach at the pier at 10 a.m. We're going to do a quick 21-minute workout. I'm going to represent that 21-gun salute. And then from there, if you want to test your mental toughness, we're going to do a little polar plunge. And then we'll head back to the gym for anyone who wants to come for some coffee, bagels, drink of your choice. And a couple of weeks later, and you'll probably know this individual, Joe Craven, who's a world-known Muay Thai fighter out of the UK. Joe Craven will be coming into to Jack's to lead some seminars in the middle of January, one specifically for all our law enforcement and veterans in the Muay Thai Warriors community.
Wow. I mean, this is such a great thing. And to bring together veterans, I'll just tell you, you know, we've had Nick Howland on the show a couple of times. He's the executive director of the Fire Watch, which is a program that's designed to prevent veteran suicide. We also have Jason Snodgrass was on a few weeks ago, who's the chief operating officer of K-9s for Warriors. These are programs targeted at that one, helping veterans with PTSD and other issues. The numbers are staggering in a program like this. So much positivity, bringing people together, even the camaraderie of having bagels and coffee after, you know, a polar plunge, just getting together, being connected, working towards something positive. Gosh, the listeners are going to listen to this show, and some of them are going to say, how can I get involved? What can I do? And what does that look like, Mike?
Well, in order to keep this going, we're going to need people's support financially and spreading the word. So if you can, I know 2020 has been extremely challenging on everybody. You can go to our website at Muay Thai for Warriors, and that's F-O-R, not the number, MuayThaiForWarriors.com. You can donate anything from $5 for a pair of wraps and then beyond. Will help us be able to staff these warriors who come in the door. And if you can't at this time, that's okay. Follow us on social media, check in with us, but just tell a friend and ask them to tell a friend, because the more people know about what we're offering, we'll get more people in the door and hopefully prevent something negative from happening and only positivity. And so we can say thank you to these veterans and law enforcement officers who serve us abroad and here domestically.
All right. And if folks want to donate to the program, again, it's Muay Thai for Warriors, and I say Muay Thai. Do you say Mai Thai, or how do you say it?
No, it's Muay Thai. Okay. I have to correct my mother sometimes. It's like, Mom, it's not a cocktail. It's not Mai Thais. Muay Thai for Warriors.com. And when you hit that splash page, you'll see that donate button.
Okay, good. And if people want to get a hold of you, how could they do that? Via LinkedIn, or how would folks get a hold of you? Just through that as well?
Absolutely. You can search for me on LinkedIn. You can go on MuayThaiForWarriors.com. There'll be a contact tab there, and I'll receive and can field any questions, or you can follow us on our social media, Muay Thai for Warriors on Instagram, and you can contact us that way as well.
All right, Mike Gumm, Muay Thai for Warriors, great program. I want to thank you very much for being on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Pete, thanks so much for your service and inviting me to the show.
Oh, what a great guest. And, you know, I'm Muay Thai for Warriors. I can't say enough about a great program and what Mike is doing for veterans and law enforcement people. Guys, get involved, okay? Muay Thai for Warriors. If you're a veteran, go out there, participate. If you're law enforcement, participate in the program. Free. I mean, you can't beat that price, right? All right. This next part of the show is probably one of my favorite. Not even, you can take that probably out of there. It's my favorite part of this doggone show. This is where we get a leadership lesson from Coach Larry. And each week, Larry gives us some points and he tells, he paints a picture with his words too. And he tells about a real world scenario. And it's usually a difficult work related situation. And then he tells us how we can better handle that and how we can equip and prepare ourselves. I have some people write into me, and again, my email address is Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. Some people write into me and say, you know, I sit down with my other managers, my line managers, and we just listen to Coach Larry's segment each week. And then we talk about how we're going to implement what he says in our lives. And that's pretty impactful when I got that. So we always isolate on my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. You can always go to the website and listen to all the past episodes. But we also break out Coach Larry's segments. So if you want to just, you know, throw away the rest of the show because it has zero entertainment value and you want to get right to Coach Larry, it's very easily done. You just go to, you go PeteTheJobGuy.com, radio show episodes, or leadership lessons from Coach Larry. Pick that one if you want. But, you know, with no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
I had a new person join my team as a project manager. She was very capable and she had a great attitude. You know, we did the whole onboarding thing and I gave her some work and was being very careful not to overwhelm her. She worked in our business in the past, but now she was working in headquarters and the culture, the players, the processes were very, very different. It so happens that about a month after she started, I went to a leadership program and I got some 360 feedback. When asked what I could do better as a leader, she shared that I was not giving her enough work. She wasn't being challenged. She became bored. And ultimately, this could lead to disengagement. It was a bit of a shock for me to learn that. I was trying to be a good leader by not overwhelming her. But as it turns out, she was probably having second thoughts about working in this new area and really working for me. You know, there are so many reasons we don't challenge people. We may think they're too busy, or we are too busy to delegate a task, or we want to coddle them so that they like working for us. The list goes on and on. All in all, we do this because we want them to have a good work experience and we think they'll be engaged. But we have it backwards. Motivation theory teaches us that people need clear and challenging goals in order to be motivated. At least that's part of motivation. There are many other factors as well. But think about it. Can you think about a time when you grew, where you did your best work, when you weren't being challenged to do it better or faster or with fewer resources, or being asked to do what's never been done before? I know I can't. I remember going to work at McDonald's as a teenager, and we had a new manager come in. It was the typical Saturday rush, and the line was out the door. He made the goal very clear. We were going to break the store's record for the most sales in an hour, and I wanted to be a part of that. We all had a great time flipping burgers and working as a team, and we were exhausted and also elated after the lunch rush was over. This manager set high expectations for us, and it led to higher performance and higher engagement. I also remember he sent back some of the burgers that I made because in my excitement, ketchup, mustard, pickles were flying all over the place, and it didn't meet the quality standards. Despite that, and because of that, we were in the flow, and time flew by, and yes, that record still stands today. So how do you challenge people to do their best work? It starts with the goal. According to Daniel Pink in his book, Drive, it's a book on motivation, and I suggest you all read it. He says that people are looking for autonomy, mastery, and purpose. For autonomy, are they merely executing the task the way you want them to do it? Or do they have autonomy on how it gets done? Or even what gets done? Are they given both responsibility and accountability? Are there actual consequences to success and failure? And have you communicated what they are? What about mastery? Is this a skill that they want to develop for themselves? Is it something that is challenging to master? And are they given the resources to do so? Is this a skill that they value? Will it set them apart? And for purpose, is it something that's aligned with their values? Does the outcome serve some greater purpose that they support? Now, this is critical because if it's truly a challenge for them, there will be times when they will make mistakes. There will be times when they will want to give up. And if there is purpose, they will say, it's worth it. So back to my opening example with my direct report. After I got the feedback that she didn't feel challenged, I, of course, thanked her for it. And I asked her about what else she was capable of doing. And I really learned a lot. I asked her where she wanted to go and where she wanted to grow and where she was afraid to go. And we agreed on her new goals, the challenges, and the consequences of the work. And because we did this, it gave me more opportunity to give her feedback in the future and then be able to challenge her some more. So are there people you work with who are motivated? Are they challenged? Are you challenging them? Let me know what works for you. And as always, reach out to me on how to make your goals more challenging.
Another gem from Coach Larry, folks. I highly recommend that you engage Coach Larry O'Brien. He delivers customized training and leadership programs all around the world, really, because he also does them in English and in Spanish. And he can custom tailor something to help you with whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're wrestling with. But they're designed to help you to be more effective and productive and more successful in your careers. Coach Larry O'Brien can be reached very easily. You just go to LinkedIn, Larry O'Brien, and you'll see him out there. Or you go to MendozaAndO'Brien.com. All right, next part of the show is one of the funniest. No, it's not one of, it is the funniest part of the show. And this is where we get a Boston update from Boston Danny. Boston Danny and I go way back. We enlisted in the Navy on the same day, I believe. We got sworn in at MEPS in Boston, and we joined the Navy in 1984. I mean, long time ago. Oh, Pete the Job Guy should be old Pete the Job Guy. I mean it. But Boston Danny's going to tell us about the fair city of Boston. Tell us a little bit about Christmas and what's going on up there over the holiday season. He'll probably brag about his sports teams a little bit, but he's going to read the birthday shout outs for the folks that took the time to send me an email. And we're going to make sure those people get recognized. And if you want to send me an email, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com, say, Boston Danny, it's my anniversary. You know, please give my wife and I a shout out. I'll make sure Boston Danny does it. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston update from Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here, giving you the Northern update. Well, I hope everyone's enjoying their holidays like we are. The weather's starting to turn up here. We've already had a couple snowstorms. Things are starting to get a little bit festive. You know, it's not like it is, you know, pre-COVID when we had everything going on, but some things are still normal. We still have some things that we can get together, like up at the Stone Zoo up in Stoneham. It's always a nice take. They do it up nice with the lights, and they have all the winter-type animals up there. It's nice. They have bears, brown bears. They have the Arctic foxes and snow leopards and reindeer. So it's kind of cute for the kids to get through there. They get all the lights. They're still letting everyone get up and through there. And Faneuil Hall, they have this thing called Blink. It's a light show with 350,000 lights that are on display, and they're synced to tunes from the Holiday Pops, which is just a version of the Boston Pops for this time of year. And they run that on a 7-minute loop every night from 4:30 to 10 with the music and the lights syncing through it, and while everyone's shopping, it's pretty good. So we still have the shopping going on up there and everything else that we got going. They curtailed the Frog Pond skating and the skating path through City Hall. That was always a nice take down there on the Boston Common. It's fun. They get all the lighting. But all the lighting's done up on the Common. We lit our Christmas tree, the annual light at Christmas tree. That's the tree that the city of Halifax, Nova Scotia, gives to Boston since 1971. You know, 50-foot tall spruce from Canada. It's pretty nice. They give it to us in recognition of the help that we gave them back in 1917 for the during the city had a big explosion up there during the First World War, and Boston was the first one to respond up there. So everything's still going along. We're trying to make it good. You know, it's not like back in the beginning when the Puritans were running things. You know, Massachusetts, you know, they banned Christmas at one time. You know, Ebenezer and the Grinch, they have nothing on the Puritans. So in 1659, they banned Boston, and they kept stores and schools open and churches closed on Christmas, kind of a twist on the modern day one. And they made it a criminal offense to publicly celebrate the holiday and declared that anyone found observing any such days as Christmas or the like, you know, by forbearing labor or feasting or any other way were subject to a 5-shilling fine. While they relaxed it a little bit in the 1700s, it wasn't until 1856, along with Washington's birthday and the 4th of July, did Christmas become a public holiday. So I think we got it pretty good for what's going on there. So I got some shout-outs. I know people love to hear them. They get to butcher it up, and I want to wish a wicked piss a birthday to Sidney Kaminsky, Dan Sample, Jessica Rees DeFrano, Franfo, Vincent Jackson, and Joe Retano. You guys enjoy it. Remember, do something nice for yourself. And always a shout out to our first responders, our nurses, doctors, and police and fire, and all our military, both retired and active. So everybody, enjoy your holidays. Peter, I'll be in touch with you. Thank you, brothers and sisters.
Oh my gosh, folks. Well, you did it. You did it. You just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. Today, my guest was Mike Gum. And Mike, boy, he told us all about Muay Thai for Warriors. It's a free Muay Thai training lessons. They're free, completely free to law enforcement and military and veterans. I mean, this is a wonderful program. So I recommend that you get involved. And if you're not the type of person that fits into these categories, let's say you're not a veteran, you're not law enforcement, but you just think the cause is wonderful and you want to just give a little bit of money to Muay Thai for Warriors, it, real simple. You just go to MuayThaiForWarriors.com, okay, and help out Mike and his program, and you're going to help a lot of people in doing so as well. All right, I'm going to let everybody go. The music's playing, and I'm out of here. You've just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on the all-new PTJG Broadcast Network.